With the Senate split 17 to 16, majority Republicans likely need every one of their members to vote yes for a mining bill to pass. So it was significant when Richland Center Republican Senator Dale Schultz called a press conference outside a state capitol office to announce that if the bill came up today, he'd vote no. Schultz says the latest version backed by Republican leaders sacrifices too much in an effort to clear the way for a mine near Mellon in northern Wisconsin.
My conscience simply won't allow me to surrender the existing environmental protections without a full and open public debate and contested case hearings.
Schultz says he met this week to discuss a possible compromise with Republican Representative Robin Voss and members of the Walker administration.
It was a good meeting. It was a thoughtful meeting. However, by the end of it, I felt a greater gnarling in my stomach or in my gut than when I started.
Schultz came back repeatedly in his remarks to the contested case hearing. It's a quasi-judicial proceeding where the company that wants to build a mine has to answer questions under oath. Assembly Republicans like Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst have been firm on ending contested case hearings for mines. But Tiffany said after Schultz's news conference that there was still room to talk.
You know, there's 2 weeks left in session here. I never say never.
Republican leaders released another proposed compromise to Schultz just minutes before his press conference. And while it gave ground on many issues, it did not budge on contested case hearings. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.